Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Actually, the last one of 2016. Next time we visit, it'll be our new year, 2017. Is that a big deal for you? Do you celebrate the changing of the year? Or for a lot of us, it's time to make New Year's resolutions? You know, and that's gotten to be sort of a negative kind of thing. So maybe instead of New Year's resolutions, it's setting goals. And of course, we should be setting goals all through the year for various purposes. Peter Drucker, who is one of the gurus of success, says that he recommends a sort of a formula for making success, being successful at meeting our goals. And I will mention that more at the end of the program. But here at the beginning, I want to talk about some more specific kinds of goals that have been suggested by various people. Most of them have to do with losing weight, but one of them is definitely not. And these are pretty drastic in a way. Could be, you know, it doesn't take any equipment or what, all that kind of thing. It just takes being stubborn in a way, changing habits, but they're habits that are hard to change. Really good suggestions for losing weight if that's what you want to do, but also just being healthier. You know, so often we just talk about losing weight, which many of us need to do, but many of those same kinds of things are for other health reasons besides losing weight. And I have five from one of the health people, five different habits to break. I would suggest not trying to do all five at one time because they're kind of drastic in a way. Okay, the first one is no TV while eating and only as much TV time as you exercise. Whoa, I think that's big. Studies show that watching TV or any other screen time, such as computer use, is a driver of weight gain. That sort of makes sense, doesn't it? You aren't moving, and there's a good chance you're also sipping or nibbling something. So spend only as much leisure time watching TV or in front of any other screen, or that includes your phone and all the iPads and all that. So only spend as much time in front of a screen as you spend exercising. Whoa, I think that's pretty drastic for most people. Some people spend hours in front. I don't think they're going to exercise that much. But the point is not so much sitting time and more moving time. That way, you're breaking the bad habit of mindless eating and adding a good habit of being more active. So kind of take that in proportion to the time that you spend, whether that's on, maybe on a job. And I think what they're mostly talking about here is that leisure time looking at screens. Okay, that's number one. That's a biggie. Number two, another biggie. No sugar except what's naturally found in fruit. That's a big step for a lot of us. If you want something sweet, eat fruit. Otherwise, stay away from sugar and sweetened foods, including table sugar, brown sugar, honey, jam and jelly, candy, desserts, and soda. And alcohol also counts as a sweet. So keep in mind that many artificially sweetened foods like candy, cookies, cakes, etc., can still pack lots of calories. So rely on fruit to satisfy your cravings. That would be a much healthier, lower calorie habit. I think that's a biggie when you talk about staying away from, and they say no sugar. How about just slowing down on, reducing the amount of sugar? When you think about table sugar, brown sugar, honey, jam and jelly, candy, desserts, and soda, there's sugar in almost everything. So I think the no sugar rule is maybe a bit far out, but a good arrow, a direction to go. Okay, number three is no snacks except fruits and vegetables. Most of these say no something. Maybe we should turn that around. No snacks except fruits and vegetables. Common snacks, of course, have lots of calories, both the fat and the sugar and the salt, and little nutritional value. So if you're hungry between meals, eat only fruits and vegetables and nothing else. Now, some add some dietitian, some food people say, well, nuts are a good snack because they do have some nutritional value and they also have some satiety value. Snacking on healthy fruits and vegetables a couple of times a day can help you manage your weight. So stock your home with a variety of ready-to-eat vegetables and fruits. And, of course, that does make it much easier to go in that direction if they're handy. You don't have to do preparation. You know, that's why I think bananas are so popular, because they're ready to eat and easy to carry and have available. Okay, the fourth one is moderate meat and low-fat dairy. Now, it doesn't say don't eat any. You don't need to become a vegetarian or a vegan, but just limit. And so you need to look at how much you're eating now. For many people, they already are eating what is recommended. It probably means no 8-ounce steaks every day, or that huge hamburger, or the double McDonald's hamburgers, and on and on. Then full-fat dairy products contain saturated fat that can raise your cholesterol, so those lower-fat dairy products are good choices. And even some lean meats, you know, we think, well, just eat chicken. Yeah, if you eat the fat on the chicken, you're still getting some saturated fat and a great amount of fat. So think about that. That one is a moderate rather than a no. But the last one, the five, no eating in restaurants. Whoa! The restaurant people just said that's not possible, and you maybe are thinking that's possible too. But the second part of it says, unless the meal fits your eating program. And we can make good choices at restaurants. The problem is we see that butterscotch pie on the shelf, or the cheesecake, or whatever is looking really good, or that big stacked hamburger, whatever. So eating out is associated with weight gain. So if you do that all the time, and I know lots of families, I'm not sure I know any particular family here in the area, but I know that there are some families that don't even know what a kitchen looks like, and so they have to be eating out. But again, eating out or making choices from the deli, you can make good choices. Moderate size portions and those items that are lower in calories. Wow. So five habits to break. That's a biggie. As I said at the beginning, I think most of the people I know, this would be a difficult challenge. So maybe just pick one of them to work on. Cut out the nibbling, whether that's in between or at the TV or whenever you're working at the computer. Maybe don't need a soda sitting there. Maybe a glass of water would be good. Wow, I think those are really biggies. Well, the non-food one, and this would be a biggie for a lot of people too, is cut down on the wearing of flip-flops. Now, that probably doesn't sound like a timely goal right now. For some people, they've put away their flip-flops. For others, I bet if you see a group of people right now with the weather as it is, there will be people out there with bare feet and flip-flops. Whatever. I think I've even seen people wearing flip-flops in the snow. They're so easy to slip on, easy to take off, inexpensive. There's lots of reasons that we like our flip-flops. But the foot doctors say wearing flip-flops all of the time or much of the time can create lots of serious problems. Serious foot, hip, knee, and back injuries occur over time. Doesn't happen, you know, the first time you put on a pair of flip-flops. But over time, the lack of support can cause critical problems in the arch and heel of the foot. And whatever starts down there at your feet ends up causing all those knee, hip, back problems. So perhaps a good goal would be to cut back on the amount of time you wear flip-flops. And I guess related to that, I see little kids wearing flip-flops all the time. Maybe need to take a look at what's going to happen to those kids' feet too and get them into something that has some arch support. And the foot doctors say if you plan on wearing flip-flops, shop for the kind that offer arch support. And even then, don't wear them for long periods of time. That would be a major, major, major change in some people's lifestyle, is cutting out how much time they wear flip-flops. Whoa, these are all biggies. But here's the final word from SMART. Get smart with your success goals. SMART stands for make a goal that's specific, one that's measurable, one that's achievable, one that's realistic, and one that's timely. That's something that our 4-H members have been learning for a long time, because goals is an important part of their work in 4-H, but we all should be able to follow those, whether it's a little bitty goal or a great big goal. Be specific, make it measurable, make it achievable, make it realistic, and make it timely. Whoa, that's a whole lot of stuff to talk about at the end of the year, but I'm wishing you the best for 2017. And here's a thought. Year's end is neither an end nor a beginning, but going on with all the wisdom and experience that can instill us into the new year.